my boss, station owner Todd Starnes. Todd, do we have to pay taxes? That's the question all of our listeners are asking.
Well, it's a great question. And again, I think this was one of the most racially charged speeches I have heard in a very long time. And I think a lot of people were very surprised, because the Paul Young who campaigned to be mayor is not the Paul Young that we've got in the mayor's office right now. And I think a lot of people are surprised. They didn't realize that he was as radical, but Paul Young is of the same ilk as Justin Pearson and Tammy Sawyer, the unholy trinity.
That was the fear, because I think for a lot of the blue bloods in Memphis, they thought he was going to be Jim Strickland 2.0, but just younger and maybe having the soul and swagger. Turns out he's making Jim Strickland look like Steve Bannon or Marjorie Taylor Greene. Todd, to your point, the guy is a radical, and all of these business owners that were really stumping for Paul Young because he was going to protect the business core, now look at the fact that you've got businesses, we talked about the steakhouse leaving downtown, and if you're calling on all Memphians, and he spent a long time urging all of our young Memphians to lean into the culture and not leave the culture, not go to Nashville, not go to Atlanta. But then you double down and say, we're going to increase your property tax, which we're already taxed out the wazoo here.
Well, it would be like having a restaurant and serving bad food. Customers are leaving in droves, and you decide the answer is to actually raise the prices on the menu. It's simply ludicrous for anyone to do something like that. But what I found interesting about the mayor's speech, Ben, is that, you know, he was talking about how great Memphis is. If Memphis is so great, then why are you begging people not to move out of the city?
It's a great point. So I want to play some of that. Take a listen to this in cut number 11.
And although our primary export is often culture, it's our music and our movement and culinary arts, I'm going to ask you to help us keep part of that culture here. I'm asking you, the residents of Memphis, to stay in Memphis. I want you to stay here. And I want you to lean in. And I want you to help us continue the work of making our city a better city. And if you're a young person thinking that your talents would be better served elsewhere, I'm going to ask you to reconsider as well. Because quite simply, Atlanta doesn't need you. Chicago doesn't need you. New York and Nashville don't need you. Memphis needs you. This is our city.
This is our city. Todd?
Yeah, that means it's not my city, and it's not your city or anyone else of the Caucasian persuasion.
East Memphis. East Memphis, skip out of town.
Yeah, exactly. So my question now is, okay, what about the rest of us? What about Hispanics and Asian Americans and whites? And the mayor is the one who made all this divisive. When he says this is our city, he was talking about Black Memphians. So back to your original point, well, if that's the case, then why do all of us white people have to pay the property tax increase if it's not our city?
That's not even a rhetorical question. That's an actual real question we're all asking here in the city. You know, I find it interesting that, let's be very clear, if you had the mayor of Germantown deliver his address 100 days on the job, and he got up there and he said, we are a city of white wealth. We are a city of white swagger. We don't have swagger. Do you listen to me? So anyways, Todd, but imagine that. I think it's very interesting. White people, as you point out on the show, are really the only race right now that are being forced to apologize for their skin color, because in no world could a white mayor get up and say what the mayor said yesterday.
And let me say this, nor should they.
No.
This is really, it's racially offensive, and it would be racially offensive if a white mayor got up and did the same thing.
Exactly.
So it reminds me of New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin after Katrina, when he talked about there was concern that too many white people were moving into New Orleans after the hurricane. And he said, New Orleans will always be a chocolate city. Again, could you imagine a white mayor getting up and saying, you know, Germantown will always be a vanilla city? No, of course not. There would be national outrage. But the concern here is that the radical activists control City Hall, and the fact that this mayor admitted that cuts to the Memphis Police Department are on the table, that is a shocking, that is the last thing that ought to be cut in this war zone that we live in right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But it is in order to fund the city's projects, and to fund the city projects means to reduce crime. So he pitches this, and it sounds like Oprah, Todd. We're going to give this program more money. We're going to create midnight basketball courts. Take a listen in Cup 14.
I want every park to be safe and playable. I want more for our community, for your kids and my kids. Our current budget gets us where we are, and we're good at getting by. But I think it's time for us to step into a reality that allows us to flourish. Now, this is the hard part. When I go to City Council next week to present our budget, I'm going to ask for a tax increase. I'm putting it out there straight and plain so you hear it directly from me. There's no secrets. We're going to ask for it. And trust me, I would rather not ask, but I believe that it's the right thing for our city. I firmly believe that this is the only way for us to change our trajectory. We can't do the same thing and expect a different result.
So included in that, I'll jump in, Todd, is to fund more community centers and parks that will feature weekend movie nights and midnight basketball for teens, giving teens more opportunities to keep them out of trouble.
I'm curious to know who in their right mind thinks it's okay for teenagers to play basketball at midnight. This is the problem in Memphis, is that we have moms and dads who are not parenting their kids. Those kids need to be at their home at midnight. They need to be in bed sleeping. But again, we can't afford all of this. Even if we could do all this, we can't afford it. And the mayor just said we can't afford it because it was over. He said at least $30 million, which means we're over $30 million. And just think about this, Ben. We spent $33 million tax dollars on that park, which is now a very nice place where people can go and smoke marijuana.
Hey, don't come after the otter and the salamander slide. I'm going to defend the salamander slide. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you're exactly right. There's 14-year-olds smoking pot in the middle in the stomach of these otters and these critters down on the park. Last thing I wanted to say and talk to you about is Judge Bill Anderson. Todd, with him releasing this thug, this chick that actually ran into a police officer. She was part of the drag racers on Sunday night. Didn't even spend a full 24 hours behind bars for, again, running into a cop. He releases her without bond. At this point, Judge Bill Anderson, not only does he have blood on his hands, but to me, this is deliberate. He is doing this intentionally.
Yes, and I would say that it's time for the police to respond. This is now on the Memphis Police Department. They're the ones that are being told to stand down when the thugs are terrorizing people on the streets. They're the ones that are being told to stand down here. What the police ought to do, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, but I suspect a case of the blue flu might sweep across Memphis, Tennessee. And I think that's what needs to happen is that police officers need to stay home. And because, blue flu is very contagious. and I think we need to send a very clear message to these elected leaders that we're not going to stand for this. We're not going to tolerate this. But one more thing, Ben Dieter, and a lot of people may not be aware of this, and we're not going to give out home addresses. We don't play that game. That's what the left does. We don't do that. But I think it's really dubious for Mayor Brotherman here, now that he wants to be with the people. I think it's rather dubious for him to give that sort of a speech when he and his wife and his children live in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in Memphis in a gated, secure community. Let that sink in.
Mm-hmm. It's their playbook. It is roles for thee, but or you, but not for me. It's so wrong. It just frankly is. He did take a shot at KWM yesterday in the speech. Let's point this out. So he says, like you, I've seen all of the negative headlines directed towards my administration. And I'm calling on all Memphians not only to leave Memphis, but turn off KWM. Not quite literally, Todd, but he really went after local media that's been grilling him on his policy.
Yeah, and you know what? We're proud to do that because I don't tolerate race agitators.
No.
And what this, especially in this town that has been so wounded by these people, and I'm talking about these people, the race agitators, it's really enraging, and we've got to call them out. And I have to tell you, I had hope for this mayor. We've had him on the radio station when he was running. The man who campaigned fooled everybody. And it is time. I will say this. We need a strong political party in this city to stand up and defend we the people. And if they don't, if we can't have a political party to do that, we will continue to do that at KWAM. We will be the non-political political party standing up for we the people.
Oh, I mean, at this point, we might as well fill in the gap. And that's not because of you or myself, Todd. It's because we are getting hundreds of followers every single day. And they're Democrats, they're Republicans, they're whites, and they are blacks. They're sick of crime, you know?
More people follow KWAM on Facebook than actually voted for Paul Young.
There you go. All right, Todd. So what do we call the party? We'll start a new one. Anyhow.
My 90.
All right, we're going to get in trouble. We've got to get you off the air. All right, Todd, everybody's going to be listening to your big show coming up at 11 o'clock. And also be watching Todd as he is doing double duty on Newsmax, doing his 5 o'clock show. Well, it would be 4 o'clock our time. And then also the 8 o'clock show, which is 7 o'clock our time. Sorry, that's confusing. You've got to translate it because they do all of their programming through Eastern. We are, of course, in Central.